Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
How's Greenway doing? It's been about a week since I asked about it.
Yeah, progressing. Skating. He's on a schedule that he'll be skating now for, you know, still a couple weeks on his own. And just see where he's at.
You're still doing well, Kalik?
Kalik is doing well. I don't believe he's going to be an option for tomorrow, though.
Lindy, what has Bo Byram shown you that's really allowed him to earn that first pair role, being next to Dolly and being like all around a 25-minute-a-night guy for you?
Well, I think first he's got the engine to do it. His improved play defensively has given us that ability to keep those guys together. But you got to be able to skate. You got to, you know, almost have to be a tireless player that, you know, can almost go every other shift when you're playing those amount of minutes. So, and at the same time, you got to play against top lines, which makes it tough. And he's been able to make that adjustment.
When Matias came back, whatever, 5 weeks ago, it seemed like he found a lot of what was missing. Just what happened to him when he came back, you know, in December?
You know, I think he spent a lot of time on conditioning and that, you know, time coming back. I think he spent some time reflecting on his play, and he got his head in a real good place.
Has he been more like himself? Just
yeah, I do. I think there's no comparison from the start to where he's at now.
What do you guys like about the penalty kill in recent weeks?
You know, I think there's some nights where our entries are, where we deny the entries has killed a lot of time. Our clears have been better, which has been a big deal. I think we had one night we had three failed clears, which kind of hurt us. But overall, I think executing the small stuff, like staying in lanes, not giving up the seam plays, not making that big mistake where a failed clear costs you an unbelievable chance.
In the beginning of the year, the puck was going in the net for Ryan McLeod, and for a long stretch it didn't. Now it's starting to go back in the net for him again. Is there anything different in what you're seeing in his game now that he's starting to take advantage of the opportunities?
Well, I think I would use the second goal, you know, getting around the front of the net, Paul. You know, getting those second opportunities. I thought we did a better job last night of getting pucks there and getting rewarded for getting people around the paint. But I think in his case, you would look at the goals he scored using his speed for the most part. I thought even the first goal was able to use his speed. And that combination of, you know, getting down there in between the dots and around the top of the paint, I think it's got him some extra opportunities to score. And now they're starting to go in.
You go just maintenance today?
Just maintenance.
Playing with Tage, you know, you started that last night. It looks like you're going to continue it. What, in your mind, makes that thinking that might be a good pair?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at it, sometimes you have to flip a guy here and there. I didn't really like the way that line was going, you know, early in the game. There was no scoring opportunities. I didn't feel that as a group they were getting too much accomplished. They weren't hurting us, but they weren't getting much. And I thought instantly after we switched up, we got a goal out of Cousin, then we got a goal out of McLeod. So, you know, that's part of hockey. You're always looking for something just a little better. And if it's not working, let's just switch one piece around and see if we can get a little bit something going inside of a game.
With Jerry Kulik, I'm curious what you've seen from him at center. You know, when he does get back, like comparing what you saw at wing and what you see.
Yeah, my gut tells me keep him at center. He's used his speed. He comes out of the defensive zone with the puck a lot better than being on the wall. There's times he's been able to just be kind of a one-man breakout. And, you know, I think it's helped his offensive game too. So, I mean, that puts us in a situation where when he comes back, somebody will have to go to the wing. But I think it's what this league is about. You know, a lot of times you just see that, you know, some guy's going to step in and you're really only a centerman for that 8, 9 seconds you're inside the zone. Otherwise, once you're in the offensive zone, and a lot of times when you're playing quick, you're filling lanes. You're not, you know, your center isn't in the middle of the ice. It's not so much like hockey of the, I go back to the 70s and 80s, where a centerman was always in the middle of the ice. Today's game is so much different. The biggest difference, so really, is just Diesel.
When you got a team like Carolina that just throws everything at the net, when you're working with the stats folks and the numbers always look crazy because they just throw so many attempts, how do you break down who's doing well, who's not doing well from that?
Yeah, that's who they are. You know, I think if you look at the opportunities we had in the third period, which I thought we had 5 real good looks, that none of them turned into a shot on goal, from the couple times we were in alone to the 2-on-1 to the Dahlin, you know, in trying to hit Quinn on the back door, to Quinn driving in on the left side of the goaltender. He could have shot it, but he looked to try to make the play in front of the net. You know, the Lafferty 2-on-1, he could have shot it too. He kind of deferred to try to make a little bit better play. A couple of those I wish we would have shot, but it wasn't that the shot attempts weren't there for us. And those types of opportunities exceeded probably the chance quality that Carolina was getting. But they're known for getting pucks there. That's their game. And I thought in the third period we did a good job of kind of limiting that and not. Their game is quick from, you know, the bottom of the circle to the far blue line, and if you get caught, they're gonna make you pay. Almost like the second period when they threw it off the wall to Svechnikov. That's the danger when you're trying to gap up on them. And we almost got caught in the first period. We made a couple adjustments and just said you can't dive in and give them that extra opportunity because that's just their game. They're really good at it.
You called timeout, you're watching the 6-on-5, you saw what happened. Do you get frustrated when you see yourself weak work done? And then you got to call.
What's the answer to that, Paul? Paul, what do you think the answer to that is?
Yeah. Well, once you call timeout, they do it exactly the way you want it to. But before that, you had practiced it, and they didn't.
Yeah. You know, I think it's – last night's game was we bent, but we didn't break. I think you've got to make progress towards going the right direction. The reason I called timeout was it wasn't what I was seeing. It was not what I liked. It was, again, we had fresh bodies out there. We were being too careful. We had opportunities for pressure and to get on top of them and force them to make a quicker play, which means they probably can't make the play they want to make. So we just go play, put pressure. If the guy's got the puck, go put pressure on him. We know where we're supposed to be when player A goes to the point, we know where those other two guys are supposed to be. And again, we practiced it today. I thought the execution part of that, except for, you know, one time in the D zone, was good. And we just got to keep, you know, I think once they get really comfortable, I think this alone should push us along the way. We made it through it. I had to use a timeout, but that timeout hardly ever gets used anyways.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.